Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the New Corner Office, the podcast where we share strategies for thriving in the new world of work, where location and hours are more flexible than in the past. Today's tip is to be a joiner. We all know that developing professional relationships is smart. No one succeeds alone. We need a supportive network. People create opportunities. Joining existing professional communities and get-togethers is a great way to grow and deepen your network. Even if you tend not to be a joiner, and I would put myself in this category, you might want to set your default in a slightly different place if you want to succeed as a remote worker. When you work in an office, you have a natural professional community. You work side by side with people 5 days a week. You get coffee with these people, eat lunch with these people, see these people while washing your hands in the restroom. All these casual interactions build bonds. When you work remotely, a lot of this disappears. Now, to be clear, it is very possible for remote workers to be social. We've done episodes in the past on starting virtual meetings with chit-chat, about picking up the phone to call colleagues or direct reports after a meeting, about creating virtual book clubs, and so forth. I also want to stress that very few jobs are truly 100% remote. Most distributed companies bring people together at least once a year or so for in-person connection. Many do it more frequently, and many companies opt for a hybrid model, 2 to 3 days per week at home, 2 to 3 days at the office. That said, when you work remotely, it's easier to feel disconnected and harder to ensure other people keep you and your work on their minds. Remote workers have to be more thoughtful and strategic about forming and nurturing professional relationships. Being a joiner lets you plug into a network that already exists, and that network can be a springboard for developing more meaningful relationships. So, ask around. My guess is that you already know the main organizations in your industry, but maybe there are smaller ones that colleagues or friends have joined. In general, if there is an organization that seems like it might be valuable, I would err on the side of joining it. Why not? You can usually cancel your membership after a bit, and you seldom have to spend much time on any given group. But it might be worth trying one out to see if it's a real winner. And the good news is that if you work from home, this can feel like a little bit less of a burden, even if you are introverted, like me. After a long day of talking to people in person, I usually want to go sit in a room all by myself. I do not want to go to another meeting and wear a name tag, even if cocktails are involved. But if I've been by myself in my office all day, that's a different matter. An afternoon Zoom call with a few professional acquaintances can be a nice change of pace and a chance to say hello. So, try it out. One good way to get involved quickly is to volunteer with any annual conferences, even if they are virtual these days. You'll get to know the leadership and the big-name people who are invited to present. This can be a lot of networking upside for a small amount of work. Then, as you see how things operate and what the needs might be, you can see how you can make the group even more useful to you. You can suggest an event or organize it yourself, whether that's a Q&A with a favorite author, a class about a particular skill, you name it. You might also consider joining some groups that are not specific to your industry. One upside of local chambers of commerce or professional women's networking groups and the like is that you meet people in lots of different lines of work. This can help build an even more robust network with future investors for your startup, clients for your business, and maybe even a future colleague in a new career. That's a lot of possibility for attending a lunch every other month. So, on the margin, be a joiner. In tomorrow's episode, we'll talk about work friendships, which is a slightly different matter. While with friendships, I suspect that people do better with a small number of tight acquaintances versus a big pool of more tangential ones, this is not always the case with professional networks. Joining multiple groups lets you take the pulse of your industry and learn about all that's going on. And there's not a whole lot of downside to that, so it's probably worth the membership fees. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to succeeding in the New Corner Office. The New Corner Office is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah. Right? Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.